Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. Back in the church where I grew up, Joan, a lady named Joan, was the senior member of the choir and the self-appointed arbiter of liturgical good taste. And Joan had never heard of anything so ridiculous in her whole life. The very idea, washing feet in church. It was strange, possibly unsanitary, and worst of all, it was undignified. So when Father Douglas, our priest, asked for volunteers for this new addition to our Maundy-Thursday service, Joan was not the first in line. But Father Douglas was very gentle and very, very persistent. And he talked a few people into it. And the evening came, an evening like this one, Maundy Thursday. And the time came, as it will for us in just a few moments. Father Doug took off his beautiful red chasuble. He knelt down with a basin and a pitcher and a towel and washed the feet of representatives of our parish. While the choir sang, "What wondrous love is this?" And that's when it happened. Joan cracked. As Father Douglas washed the feet of a child, a young girl about Lila Landreth's age, Joan began to cry. In fact, she began to sob. The only time I ever saw when she couldn't sing or talk. To heck with dignity. This was beautiful. This night when we remember Jesus' great act of loving service and humility, this night can be one of those moments when we remember powerfully how precious is what we have in here. It's one of those moments when we realize with great strength, if we let it happen, we realize that what we have in here is different. This is church, and in here things are different. What we have in here is different from anything we may experience in any other gathering, in any other community, in any other association out there. Here we come together. We're no better, no worse than anyone else, really, but we come together because we're all trying to obey Jesus' mandate. We come together because we love each other. And we do strange things like washing each other's feet. And not just tonight, but all the time, in acts of loving service to each other. That's what really makes us different. And it's never been more important for the church to live into this reality. It's never been more important for us to present boldly and clearly a real alternative to the way the world out there has to offer. We offer a way of life that's based on compassion, not competition. We offer a way of life that's full of genuine community, where we can share our greatest hopes and share our most worrying fears. Instead of the superficiality and isolation and loneliness we see around us, we offer a place where people are valued for their humanity, not their productivity. We offer a place where, instead of climbing over each other to get to the top, people stop and kneel down and wash each other's feet. The world needs to see this. The world needs to see this now. And the world needs us to show them. And I know that all sounds really nice, and I can't help but ask myself, well, can we really do it? And of course the answer is, well, no. Of course we can't do this. Not on our own. Not by trying to will ourselves into it. And that's the reason for the other part of tonight's liturgy. We remember the Last Supper. Actually, we don't just remember the Last Supper. We're invited into the Last Supper. And there Jesus offers us himself, his body and his blood, to give us strength that we can't find in ourselves, to give us strength to obey his command of love, to live his way. And we need him to do that because we just can't do it on our own. And so we come to the table this night and over again to be filled, to join the disciples around that Last Supper, to find the strength to be what Jesus commands, to find the strength to be a community that doesn't just preach good news, to be a community that is good news. This isn't an ideal that we live up to, it's a gift that we live into. We gather this evening to remember that commandment of love. We gather this evening to receive the strength we need to obey it. And is it a little strange to be washing feet in church? Well, yeah, I guess it is. And you know what? Joan has long since gone to her great reward, but of course, she was right. To heck with dignity. This is beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen.